Grandpa Still Remembers and Paul's Parables present stories by Auntie Winnie, my sister, who was a missionary in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Winnie. Here you are, stories about anything, written especially for kids in South Africa.
Beginnings, Episode 9. So, are you ready for another story? We've had the beginnings of the world, animals, people, crime, rain, cities, language, and now a new nation. Abram loved to sit out in the cool evenings and look at the stars. There are so many stars, you can't count them. They just go on and on and on. One night, as he sat on his favorite rock, he heard God say, "Abram, I want you to move from your father's house to another country I will show you. I'm going to make you a great nation. I will bless you and all the people of the world through you and your descendants." Abram went into his tent, where his wife Sarai was getting ready for bed. "Honey, God told me he wants us to move to another country."
"Kureyo, where to?"
"I don't know. He'll show us. And he says he'll make us a great nation." "Well, after 5 years of marriage and no kids, that will be wonderful." The next day they began packing. And in a week, Abram and Sarai started out with their large flocks of sheep and cows and all their possessions and tents packed on the backs of camels and donkeys. Abram's father, Nahor, and his nephew, Lot, went with them. They got as far as Haran and settled there for several years until Abram's father died. Then God called Abram again. "You haven't arrived to your promised land yet." So Abram and Sarai and Lot went on south and came to Canaan, and they camped under some oak trees. That night, as Abram offered the evening sacrifice, God said to him, "This is the land I'm going to give to your children's children." Even though he and Sarai didn't have any kids yet, Abram believed God. But there was trouble with the flocks and the herdsmen of Abram and Lot, because there wasn't enough grass. Listen to this argument. "I got here first with my sheep. You just take your flocks over there." "I'm only bringing them for water, Sam. Keep your shirt on."
"Yeah, but they're eating the grass while they wait for water, and they'll finish it all up."
"Good grief. Anyway, my flocks belong to Abram, and he's much more important than Lot. Take yours to further pastures. There's a nice green valley over there."
"I won't. I got here first."
"You'd better, or I'll tell Abram."
"Yeah, tell him then. See if I care. I'm staying."
After a week of this, the shepherds got to fighting over the land, and Abram heard about the problem.
"Lot, I hear our shepherds are fighting over the grass. They say there isn't enough grass to feed all the flocks."
"This isn't good. We're relatives. We mustn't fight in the land God has given us. Why don't we separate?"
"Well, Uncle, I suspect there isn't enough grass here. I've always thought this land your God gave you is kind of dry. But I don't want to leave you."
"No, we have too many flocks to live together, Lot. Look around, nephew. Choose where you want to settle." Lot looked around at the rocky hills where they had their camp under the big oak trees. Then he looked at the valley to the east, flat land with a river and lots of green grass and trees. There were two small towns he could see in the distance.
"Well, Uncle Abram, I guess I'll take the plain of Jordan there, if you don't mind. There's plenty of pasture there, and I know my wife would like to be near a town where she can go shopping sometimes." So that's how it was. Abram generously gave his nephew Lot first choice. And Lot chose the plain with lots of grass for his flocks and settled near a small city. That got him into trouble. But God was pleased with Abraham. Look, Abram, as far as your eye can see in every direction, all the land you can see is what I'm giving you, to you and to all your children's children. And you will have so many descendants, no one can count them. Our next story will be about Lot's rescue by Uncle Abram. This is Auntie Ruth. Bye for now.